We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Vanakkam, gentle viewers. Vanakkam means greetings in Tamil, a language spoken by around 52 million people, primarily in parts of India, Sri Lanka, and Malaysia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aspa 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel A35. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. African, Telstar 10, KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón and localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MMBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Peru signs free trade agreements with Panama and Costa Rica. In eco news, schools in Africa will be supplied with clean water through collaborative efforts. In agricultural news, the organic vegetable market in Singapore increases in size and popularity. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 10th, is the Independence Day of the Bahamas, observing its autonomy achieved in 1973. A Caribbean archipelago of about 700 islands north of Cuba, the Bahamas is known for its picturesque beauty, which attracts many individuals from around the world. Its outstanding natural areas include the Abaco National Park, a home of the endangered Bahamas parrot, and the Iguana National Park, which is the locale of a colony of approximately 50,000 West Indian flamingos. May the nature-loving people of the Bahamas have a fantastic Independence Day.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Turkey. Late on May 19th, an earthquake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale rattled the western Turkish province of Kutaya, claiming three lives and injuring over 100. More than 2,200 buildings were considered too dangerous to inhabit in the district of Simav, forcing nearly 7,000 residents to live in tents. Expressing her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had asked our nearby association members to go comfort the victims, saying that all expenses would be reimbursed. Upon receiving Supreme Master Qinghai's request, our Turkish association members quickly checked with local officials on what assistance was needed and prepared some materials at a total expense of $344. Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team.
Regarding earthquake in Turkey. Most compassionate Master, in accordance with Master's loving instructions, we contacted government officials and locals in the disaster area. We found that the physical needs were already provided, but emotional support and information about climate change and disasters were requested, as many people would have to stay in shelters until their homes were rebuilt. We thus prepared 200 of Supreme Master Qinghai's book, I Have Come to Take You Home, and 300 SOS flyers about the vegan solution to climate change, and traveled to Simav. There, we visited many of the tent shelters, chatting with the victims and handing out the books and flyers, as well as some drinking water we brought. At one of the tent areas where 5,000 people were living, we gave toys, balls, and sweets to the kids and helped them study for their exams. We also organized group games and activities for the evacuees in the tent. Many people said it was a great pleasure to see us there, and we're grateful for Master's consideration. Before leaving Simav, we said goodbye to the officials and thanked them for their assistance, and we also gave them the books and flyers. Upon seeing Master, one official said, "Oh, I know her. I watched your TV programs." He also added that he thinks he is going to be veg. We learned many things during this relief work. Thank you so much, Master, for making this work possible. Turkey Relief Team.
I pray like this.
We appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share these details and our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our gratefulness for the help of the Turkish officials, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support of the quake-afflicted and our association's relief team for their caring efforts. With heaven's grace, may the Turkish people smoothly recover their regular day-to-day lives as we strive to alleviate such disasters through our kinder care of the ecosphere.
Lives lost to torrential rain in Sichuan, China. Days of unrelenting torrential rains since June 30th in the southwestern Chinese province of Sichuan have claimed at least 8 lives and left 6 others missing as of Thursday, July 7th. Over 1.5 million people in 4 cities and 21 counties have been affected, with nearly 300,000 residents displaced as 10,000 homes were toppled. Some 50,000 hectares of farmland has been inundated, while mudslides blocked several highways. Sections of the National Highway 213 and Provincial Highway 303 around Wenshan and Yingshu counties, which were vital for the transportation of aid after the devastating 2008 Wenshan earthquake, have also been destroyed.
The Ministry of Civil Affairs is sending 3,000 tents and 10,000 cotton padded quilts to flood-hit areas, and together with the National Commission for Disaster Reduction has deployed a disaster relief and survey team.
Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please consult with regional officials on any needed assistance. Saying that emergency funds are available, she requested that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Ministry of Civil Affairs, National Commission for Disaster Reduction, and all other personnel for your timely aid to the flood-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. Wishing the affected residents a smooth recovery of regular daily life as we pray that such weather extremities are eased through our more conscientious care of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life, I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum-yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart, you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day, waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
We can still save the planet. Day 563. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People standing up for principles of shared safety, stability, freedom, and improved living conditions for all continue gathering in countries like Chile, Egypt, Greece, Israel, Jordan, Libya, Malaysia, Pakistan, Palestine, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen.
United Kingdom. On Thursday, July 7th, Prime Minister David Cameron promised that two separate and thorough investigations would be made into the media scandal involving journalists from the British weekly News of the World. Besides recent allegations of phone hacking into the voicemail of crime victims and families of slain soldiers, police corruption charges have now surfaced, with several officers being accused of accepting payment from the newspaper's reporters for information.
Greece. On Friday, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, approved a 3.2 billion euro loan installment to Greece, the fifth in a multi-billion aid package co-sponsored by the IMF and the European Union, to assist the Greek government in remaining solvent and being able to pay its debts.
Chile. Having held massive protests by the tens of thousands this past week in Santiago, which riot police used water cannons to dispel, Chilean students continue to demand a solution that brings more affordable and better quality state education for all.
Egypt. Tens of thousands of protesters from all major political parties gathered Friday in Cairo's Tahrir Square in the city of Suez to demand faster trials for police and former government figures, as well as greater progress on political reforms. Tahrir Square protesters pledged to stay until certain demands are met, including the release of all citizens sentenced by military courts and their retrial in civil courts. The protesters also organized security themselves following an announcement by Interior Minister Mansour El-Essawi that no police would be present, with several people who were handed to Egyptian security to ensure that the event remained peaceful.
Malaysia. Despite government efforts to prevent a demonstration by closing train stations and positioning trucks with water cannons near the stadium in Kuala Lumpur, where protesters were planning on gathering, over 20,000 people defied a government ban on a rally on Saturday to demand electoral reform. Using batons and tear gas, riot police detained over 1,600 people, including senior minority party officials, women, and children.
Palestine and Israel. At the International Ben Gurion Airport outside Tel Aviv, Israel, security forces on Friday blocked a Palestinian press event as they arrested a group of Israeli activists already at the airport and intercepted several dozen others who had arrived with a goal of visiting Palestinians in the West Bank. At least 200 more were prevented from ever boarding their Israeli-bound flights after officials sent out a list of activists to airlines with warnings that they would delay the flights or even force them to return. Another 120 travelers were denied entry on arrival. Activists in France staged protests at Charles de Gaulle Airport, saying that the airlines had unfairly restricted their travel,
while organizers of the Welcome to Palestine West Bank event similarly spoke out against the airline's compliance with the Israeli travel restrictions.
Meanwhile, Israel last week, for the first time in 3 years, seized uncultivated land in the Palestinian West Bank. The land, which belongs to the Palestinian village of Karyut, was taken by the Israeli government to retroactively legalize a settlement based on a law dating back to 1889, at the time of the Ottoman Empire. However, this action also violates a commitment Israel made to the international community not to take Palestinian lands for settlement expansion, with the settlements themselves already deemed illegal according to international law.
Egypt. In meetings with Palestinian officials on Thursday, Egyptian delegates affirmed plans to increase the number of Palestinians allowed to travel across the Rafah border crossing.
Jordan. Hundreds of Jordanians protested in cities across the country on Friday, calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Maaruf Bakhit, who is viewed by many as corrupt because his previous cabinet had approved the kingdom's first casino, which violates the Islamic law banning gambling. They also called for the lower house of parliament to be dissolved and for a new government to be formed for more significant reforms.
Pakistan. The government deployed 1,000 additional police and paramilitary troops in Karachi on Friday to help restore security in Pakistan's largest city, where at least 100 people were reported to have been killed since Monday by illegally armed groups. Ambulances and armored vehicles have been dispatched to evacuate families who had been trapped inside their homes for several days. However, Amnesty International has spoken out against the Pakistani government's orders that security forces should immediately fire upon any armed men suspected of being involved in the violence.
On Friday, in a statement quoted by the Associated Press of Pakistan, a government spokesperson characterized the remarks of a U.S. military official as extremely irresponsible when it was reported that U.S. Admiral Mike Mullen said that the Pakistani government had sanctioned the killing of journalist Saeed Salim Shahzad. The Pakistani spokesperson went on to say that if there is evidence linking the government to Mr. Shahzad's death, it should be provided to the Judicial Commission that is conducting an investigation.
Yemen. A day after Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared in a long-awaited televised address, rallies were held Friday in the capital Sana'a by some in support of President Saleh, while tens of thousands of others in Sana'a and Taiz continued demanding that he step down. Supporters of the Yemeni president were also observed to fire on protesters, with at least 11 citizens dying of gunshot wounds.
Syria. On Friday, hundreds of thousands rallied in the capital Damascus in cities like Homs, Medan, and Dumair, demanding the end of the rule of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Over 500,000 also gathered in the streets of Hama, a city that has been besieged this past week by security forces.
Libya. Libyan revolutionaries advanced to the capital Tripoli Friday after gaining control of two smaller towns earlier in the week. Meanwhile, government forces fired from tanks near the city of Misurata with at least two activists who were killed. Meanwhile, on Friday, United Nations officials stated that it is preparing to ease certain sanctions previously imposed against the country to ease current shortages of essential medical and other supplies.
As we mourn the lives lost and the distress of the injured, we pray for the strife in all countries to subside, with citizens everywhere deciding to live in shared safety, dignity, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also give a lot of zillion of spiritual points, and I hope it works.
That is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity.
Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright to have freedom, because they are children of God. They are right to demand it if they don't have.
Còn nhỏ lắm, tôi muốn sống thơ ngây. Tôi không muốn mỗi ngày nghe súng rền bốm thép, nhất là vào dịp Tết. Tôi muốn mặc áo hoa, tiền lì xì báo đỏ và thêm thật nhiều quà, và được chơi suốt đêm với bạn bè trong xóm, mà không phải ngủ sớm vì sợ lịnh giới nghiêm. Tôi muốn sống êm đềm, sống chơi thời thơ ấu. Tôi không thích đổ máu, tôi không thích ù tai. Tiếng canh đông đến dài, làm tôi thường mất ngủ. Nếu anh có con cháu, về hỏi chúng đi anh, có ai thích chiến tranh?
Hôm qua đàn dẻo bên trường, học trò dăm đứa chạy gương lánh mình. Súng gươm sao thật vô tình, dăm ba người chết thình lình. Không, mấy ngày xác giữa bờ sông, còn linh hồn đã lạc trong kiếp nào. Tôi nhìn thịt nát da hao, không còn buồn hiểu thấp cao lòng.
Let peace be here now.
Survivors escape Congo plane crash. Traveling from the capital Kinshasa, a Boeing 727 aircraft attempting to land at the Democratic Republic of Congo's Kisangani Airport in heavy storm conditions on Friday, July 8, crashed in dense woods near the airport. Red Cross personnel working through the night reported on Saturday to Agence France-Presse that of the 112 passengers and 6 crew members said to be on board the flight, 78 were found sadly perished, but that at least 40 had been rescued and transferred to hospitals for treatment.
All 3 pilots and a mechanic passed away, while the 2 flight attendants survived. Dignitaries such as Russian President Dmitry Medvedev conveyed their condolences to the relatives of victims as he sent a message to Congolese President Joseph Kabila regarding the tragedy.
We too are deeply saddened by the loss of precious lives. With our sincere sympathies to the bereaved, we pray for the soon recuperation of those who survived and for the safe journeys of all air travelers across the globe.
Save our planet. On July 5th, 2011, U.S. President Barack Obama declared 12 counties in the state of Texas as disaster areas due to extensive wildfire damage, in addition to the entire state having been designated a natural disaster area due to the widespread impact of one of the worst droughts in more than 100 years.
Save our planet. In China's northern Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, severe drought as of July 2011 caused by lack of rain since the previous winter has dried up about 197 water reservoirs, creating a shortage of drinking water for 800,000 people and threatening more than 4 million acres of crops.
And I'm following a healthy plant-based diet. Here with a safety tip for toddlers. To avoid any unforeseen accidents, home exercise equipment such as for weightlifting is best kept out of reach of the little ones in the house. Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
News, Peru signs free trade agreements with Panama and Costa Rica. The accords will eliminate over 80% to 90% of tariffs on goods and services. It will also facilitate Peru's further cooperation with Panama and Costa Rica in bilateral investments. Congratulations, Peru, Panama, and Costa Rica, for strengthening your relations. May the people of your sun-blessed nations derive many benefits from this significant agreement.
In EcoNews, schools in Africa will be supplied with clean water through a collaboration of USA-based organizations. AfriCare, with its 40 years of experience on the continent, will carry out the project. The nonprofit will bring 5 million gallons of potable water, as well as sanitation and hygiene education, to 30 schools in Malawi and Tanzania. In addition, H2O for Life will link school children in the two African nations to those in North America to share information about the urgent water situation. The Water and Sanitation Rotarian Action Group will coordinate Rotary Club efforts to contribute to the project. Our sincere appreciation, AfriCare, H2O for Life, Water and Sanitation Rotarian Action Group, and other participating organizations for your wonderful joint endeavor. May it meet with every success in supplying pure water to vibrant children of Malawi and Tanzania. Up next on Noteworthy News, sales of organic vegetables increase in Singapore. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more worldwide news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, refined news for an elegant world. In agricultural news, the organic vegetable market in Singapore increases in size and popularity. A number of supermarkets as well as organic wholesalers have reported growth in sales of 20% to over 50% since 2008. Available vegetable varieties also expanded by at least 30%. Improvement in organic crop yield and lower transportation costs have contributed to making the products more affordable. Additional cost savings and new organic veggies are expected in the near future. Kudos, Singapore, for this exciting trend. May the planet-saving organic vegan lifestyle prevail in every corner of the world.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Slovenian and titled Marriage Plans.
Janez pravi Jožetu, jaz in moje dekle se bova poročila. Jože vpraša, o, super, kdaj pa bo poroka? Janez pravi, jaz se bom poročil 13. januarja, moje dekle pa 20. januarja.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you for your wonderful TV shows and uplifting messages of spirituality and hope. Be veg, go green to save the planet. Nomisen from the United Kingdom.
Gracious Nomisen, it's great to get your kind message. Our best wishes and heaven's blessings to you and all the earth-loving people of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say vidai pedigiren, which means goodbye in Tamil.
May your path in life be filled with celestial grace, joy, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Amid 750,000 spectators who had come to witness a moment in history, the space shuttle Atlantis and four astronauts lifted off from Florida, USA on Friday, July 8th, embarking on the shuttle program's final journey to the International Space Station.
Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini announces that his country is planning to open a cultural center in the Palestinian territories as a show of the nation's support for an independent Palestinian state.
The U.S. donates $1.5 million to the UN World Food Program, or WFP, to assist Laotian families in their recovery from the effects of severe drought and flash floods in 2010.
Well-known Mexican writer, novelist, and essayist Carlos Fuentes receives the 2011 Gaborone International Award of Literature for his commitment to cultural heritage, freedom, and the defense of human rights through his works.
Brunei hosts a three-day Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, conference that focuses on ensuring quality education for students with diverse learning needs.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.